With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We are broadcasting live from Sac State this morning. It is homecoming week. Now, a big part of homecoming is obviously the homecoming football game. That's going to happen tomorrow. And on the show, we have Coach Fresquez. Am I saying that correctly?
Fresquez.
And quarterback Kevin Thompson is here. Round of applause for these guys. Now, this is a big deal, right? Because our Sac State Hornets are 4-2. They've won the last two games in a row in the Big Sky, and they're ranked for the first time in like 4 years. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Wow, that's great. And this is a big deal because you're going to play Montana tomorrow, who they've also been doing very well. So this is kind of like a big, you know, big battle, especially for homecoming. What is something you're excited about in the game tomorrow? And what are you hoping that when you walk into it, you hope to take away with a victory?
Yeah, I think we've just been playing really well as a team, a lot of confidence. You know, I've just been executing at a high level, and we're just out there just playing loose, having a lot of fun together. It's been a special season so far, but we still have a long season to go. So we've just put a lot of preparation this week into playing Montana, and we're taking it just like every other game we've played this year. We're really excited to play.
Have we confirmed that Montana has already started to make their way here? Because they they travel by covered wagon. Is that correct?
I think so.
They do. Yes, I do. That's what I thought.
Okay, can I ask some stupid college football questions?
Yeah, let's
go. Okay, so as a person who didn't go to college, I've also never been to a college homecoming football game, okay? So do the Hornets travel to other teams when they do their homecoming too?
Yeah, Montana State's homecoming was last week, so our opponent had homecoming last week.
Okay, and then were you guys there?
Yeah.
Okay, how much do you guys travel versus get to play at home?
We have 12 games in a season, and you're usually traveling about half that.
Okay.
So 6 games we'll have on the road.
So how in the hell are you a college student and you travel and play sports?
Yeah, it can be tough at times, but professors they accommodate pretty well for us. And luckily, we don't really have Friday classes, so Fridays are our travel day. So usually we schedule our class is Monday through Thursday, so it's never really been an issue for me. And then right now I'm in all online classes, so
okay.
It's pretty convenient.
Yeah, that helps.
Work whenever I want.
Now, this is something else. Typically, with homecoming games, usually, correct me if I'm wrong, you want to try to schedule a team that you're pretty confident you can beat because you don't want to lose on homecoming. It's depressing. So if Montana is also not doing well, who screwed that up?
You'd have to look at the athletic director for that one.
Okay, well, if the athletic director is listening, you're supposed – maybe a Montana high school, that would have been
right.
Good because I'm sure there's only one.
Right,
yeah.
Sure,
but
yeah.
Sometimes it is out of your control, and just, you know, based on the scheduling, and they do these things years in advance, it is when it is.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Okay, can I ask another stupid question?
Go ahead.
So you're the coach.
One of them.
Okay, one of them. So when it is not football season – what are you doing?
It is football season 12 months a
year. Yeah!
That's a good answer. And obviously,
when our season ends, we're recruiting.
Okay.
We're trying to get the next great player out there.
Okay.
And it's an ongoing process, and we're recruiting literally, you know, every day.
Were you recruited, or did you want to come to Sac State?
Yeah, I was recruited here, but I transferred from UNLV. I did my first two seasons down in Vegas.
Oh.
Running Rebels. That's
Rebels.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. I played at night. But, yeah, I was recruited here 2 years ago or in 2017. So ever since I transferred here, you know, it's just been a great opportunity. It's been great to be here. I love Sac State and just very fortunate to be playing here right
Where
now.
Where are you from?
I'm from Seattle.
Oh, all over the place.
Wait, wow. At UNLV, what sport did you play there?
I played intramural volleyball once.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure you were excellent.
They had ping pong at the bottom of the dorms, and we played against RAs.
Oh, well, and I'm good
sure
job.
He reffed a Foxy boxing match once, too.
Tomorrow is the big homecoming game, and we are so proud of you guys. You guys have had one of your best seasons in a long time. We're super excited for you. What time's kickoff?
Come on, boys. 6:05.
Make sure you guys come out because it is a big game. We're playing Montana, and they're the fifth-ranked team in the country right now.
Wow.
That's great. That's so great. Well, you guys, thank you so much for coming by, and congratulations on all your success for the season this year. Round of applause for your Sac State Hornets playing tomorrow for homecoming.
I have one question for you.
Is it a stupid one?
No.
What?
It might be.
Okay.
Are you going to be attending your first homecoming tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I will.
Okay, you better. Okay. So I'm going to look forward to seeing you there.
Now, by the way, before you guys came on, she was asking about the homecoming dance. So as long as she can get into the homecoming dance, I guess, then that might be okay.
I may have just recently learned that it is just a game situation and not also a dance situation.
No, they do that before at the tailgates.
That's right.
So make it to the tailgates. You can have your dance there.
That I can be at.
Hold on, but don't tell her not to wear a gown.
Yes, absolutely. All right, we are broadcasting live from Sac State this morning. We are broadcasting live from the Union for Homecoming on 106.5 The End.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.